Well, biblical religion is not feel-good religion. You know, God is often very critical of his people. And that's because, like any good father, he wants the best from his children. And so our readings today are very much like that. These two very similar parables about the vineyard can really be summarized in three words: return on investment, right? We're all familiar with this from our everyday life. When we invest time or money or energy in something, we expect something back. We expect some kind of return on our investment. And if we don't get it, then we pull our support. Well, it's the same for God. You know, we are probably all familiar with these stories from the Old Testament about how in the Old Covenant, he invested so much of himself in his people. He guided them, protected them, taught them. He was very patient with them. You know, he was continually forgiving them and showing them great mercy. And yet so often, they did not produce the fruits of the kingdom. Even after he made his greatest investment in them of all by sending them his own son, they still did not bear the fruit of the kingdom, the fruit of faith. And so, as Jesus predicts in his parable today, the kingdom of God was taken away from them and given to a people that would produce its fruit. Now, if that was God's expectation for his people in the Old Covenant, then what is his expectation in the New Covenant? No different, right? Certainly, God has not invested anything less in the people of the New Covenant, the church, than he did in the Old. If anything, more, because he has sent his Holy Spirit to be with us. And so we have to take a good, honest, hard look around the church today, around the world today, and ask ourselves bluntly, do we as the church produce the fruits of the kingdom? And quite frankly, the answer to that is no. You know, we look around the church, the world today, and we don't see a church that is, you know, effective and fruitful and strong in leadership. We see a church that is hesitant and divided and reactionary. Statistics tell us that for every one person who enters the church, six leave. That tells you something about our effectiveness right there. Of course, we know that we live in a culture that is increasingly secular, wants less and less to do with religion. In our own country, of course, we have laws on the books that directly contradict God's commands about the sanctity of human life and marriage. And you can rightfully blame myself and the other leaders of the church for poor leadership in that regard. That is certainly true. We have a lot to answer for in that regard. But the truth is, if we pay attention to the parables today, the problem with the vineyard is not simply the bad tenants, but it is also the bad vines that bear wild grapes when God looks for good grapes. And so we have to look also to ourselves for that problem. You know, where, for example, are all of our young people? Of course, I'm aware of the young adults who are here today. We're grateful for your commitment. But where are all your peers? You know, so many young people today have ceased to find value or relevance or inspiration or commitment in the church today. And of course, many of them, if you ask them what the church actually teaches, could not tell you. They do not have a real relationship with God in any sense. And what about ourselves? We who are adult Catholics who come to Mass every week, how many of us can honestly say that we could give an explanation for why we believe what we believe? And so that is the church as we find her today, truly a church in crisis. And if we don't want the kingdom of heaven to be taken away from us and given to someone who will produce its fruit, then we better do something to fix it. Now, what can we do? Of course, there's lots of things that can be done and should be done. But I'd like to suggest to you today three things, maybe four, that each one of us can do every day that will help us to bear the fruit of the kingdom and help to give God a return on his investment in us. First of all, every day, each one of us should learn something new about our faith. That is so easy in the world today, you know, with all the internet and all the resources that are out there. We have our parish subscription to Forum this year, which hopefully you've all got an account with now. There's 740 AM Catholic Radio, there's EWTN Catholic Television Network. I mean, the resources are endless. Every day, we should learn something new about our faith. Second, and this is the maybe one, because it depends on whether or not you have kids. If you are a parent, every day you should teach your children something about the faith. And you know, maybe you're a godparent, and maybe you don't have daily access to your godchildren, but still, regularly, you should speak with them about the importance of your faith and share it with them. I mean, it certainly is true that faith is more caught than taught, but that does not exempt us from the duty of teaching our children the truths of our faith. Third, every day, every one of us should make some effort in some way to share our faith, to share our religion with someone beyond just our family or our parish. You know, we need to reach out and touch the culture that surrounds us. This, of course, is the whole idea of the United Catholic Movement, right? That you don't have to be knocking on people's doors and trying to argue them into joining the Catholic faith. But we certainly do need to invite people to come and to see, to share Mass with us, to share a holy hour with us, to share with them something that you yourself have learned recently from studying the Bible or your catechism, you know, to pray publicly. You know, how many of us pray before we eat when we're out at a restaurant or something like that? How many of us, when someone shares a difficulty with us, say, well, let me pray with you right now? You know, there's an infinite number of ways, again, that we can share our faith with the world, but this is what we must do. We must transform this arid, desolate landscape, which is the culture of death, into the fruitful vineyard of Jesus Christ by bringing our faith and our religion into contact with the public eye. Fourth, and most importantly, every day we must spend time in prayer with God, loving Him, worshiping Him, thanking Him, asking Him for the help that we need. Because He is the life of the vineyard. He is that cornerstone on which the whole thing is built. And certainly, we owe Him that worship and that thanks for His investment in us. So that's the question. If we want the church to flourish, if we want the Lord's vineyard to flourish, are we willing to do these things? To learn our own faith, to teach it to our children, to share it with the world around us, and most of all, to root our lives and our faith in God Himself. If we are willing to do these things, then we will see the church flourish. Then we will be able to produce the fruit of the vineyard, of the kingdom, and we will be able to make a return to God as He deserves for His investment in us.